Well, hello there. Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I'm so happy you are here. Hello, happy Tuesday. The weather is shining. It is nice here in Chicago. I don't know about you, but the weather is giving, it's time to talk to somebody new. Like, this fresh, like, weather, it feels like it's spring, even though it's not. It's literally end of February, but anytime the weather's nice these days, I'm like, I feel like I need some new energies. Like, I need some new sparks. Like, I want a new excitement. I love the excitement of talking to somebody new. You know, assuming it's a healthy person to be communicating with. And I just feel like I was driving today with my sunroof open, the windows down. It's like 60 degrees. So I'm like, it's literally summer. And I'm like, I feel like I need like a new crush because I need some sparks, okay? It's just like the weather, it's giving. And I just feel like we are gonna hopefully get a longer summer or like a longer spring vibe. So because of that, I'm like, I want some fun energies and vibes and new exciting moments to have. And not only with boys, just with friends, with family, with different experiences that life can bring me. So hoping for the best. I want to recap on some self-care stuff because I talked about self-care and things I've been doing this past year to just better my life. And I've been getting a lot of fun feedback, so thank you. The most shook people were was when I said in the last episode that I would sometimes only get like 4 to 5 hours of sleep a day, and they were like, literally, you are unwell, like that is not okay, but don't worry, I'm doing 8 hours, so I'm getting there, I'm getting better. On the same vein of self-care, I've been seeing people putting in eucalyptus in their shower, which is like that pretty greenery you're seeing all the Instagram girlies, all the TikTok girlies putting in their shower over their shower head. Some people are even taking them and putting it into vases for like their living space. And I also read if you crush up some of the plants, it smells good. I'm like, do I need to invest? I just feel like any greenery you can add into your living space or your shower just changes your mindset. It feels so healing. Everything just feels brighter. I'm breathing cleaner. So I just feel like this is a new thing I need to invest in to add to my self-care regime, okay? I was looking into this on Instagram and I found a company called the Self-Care Shower where they literally handcraft grow these plants on a farm in San Diego and they ship it directly to you. Like, how more iconic could this get? I think we all need to invest, enrich our lives, and if you are also interested in doing this little path with me, getting some good energies and good vibes in your living space or in your shower, go to Instagram, type in the Self-Care Shower and use code NEXTPOD, NEXTPOD to get 10% off. Let's do this together. Self-care club. Let's get it. And if you do end up getting it, please send me pictures or message me or tag me. Tag the Instagram page. I want to know your experience. I want to know if it's also enriching your life. Okay, I'm excited. Moving on, the same vein of just like self-care and self-love, I want to highlight again the importance of being secure before you get into a relationship. So I have been seeing this everywhere. It's also been internally something I've been trying to work on and just like process. I feel like we as humans want to fill voids, so we fill it by allowing other energies or other humans to consume it. And it's like, what are we running from? What are we trying to hide? What are we trying to fill? Why can't we fill it on our own? And obviously, this is all very hypothetical. Like, I'm also asking myself the same question. Like, why do I feel the need to always entertain other people or to always allow other people in my life? I'm mostly referring to boys because I don't know about you, but if there's a guy in my life, I'm just like, it's always clouded up here, you know? Like, I'm never just like zen and with a guy in my life. And that's how I know he's probably not the one. LOL, smiley face, you know? I just feel like, because this journey of self-love is just so daunting at times, you want to cave. You want to be like, you know what? I don't care. He's a fun time. I just want to go hang out with him. And like, that's lovely and that's great. But like, I just feel like we're also at an age, well, I'm at an age personally, where like I can entertain a boy for a year and then a year passes by and suddenly I'm 25. Like, I need, like, I don't know. I feel like at 25, I have a year. I would like to have some more substance to my life, some more stability in terms of a man that I'm totally putting my time into. Like, I just feel like late 20s, life kind of speeds up on you. Like, you want to kind of know where you're headed. Obviously, I know that we all have time. At any age, you are able to start over and just to have a fresh start, have a clear mind, and do what's best for you. But I also ideally would like to like have kids at some point, and I just feel like, unfortunately for women, their biological time clock is a sad thing we have to think about. So like in the next 10 years kind of need to have kids, you know, kids like late 20s, 30s, like I need to have children. So like I need to have positive humans, especially a positive man in my life sometime soon. Like, I gotta find him soon, hopefully by this decade. I need to find him, because if not, I don't want to be 40 looking for a husband still trying to have kids. And I'm not trying to say there's anything wrong with that, because there's absolutely in no way, shape, or form anything wrong with that. I also totally think that, like I said, at any age, if you were able to have kids, live your best life, fall in love, do all the things, just from my personal path, I would like to have some stability in that realm by early 30s, the latest, you know? So I just feel like I'm not trying to entertain these like Joe Schmoes anymore. Like, I don't, it's just not fun. And literally on Friday was the first day where I'm like, I'm literally not speaking to any boy. Like, I haven't spoke to a boy. I know it's a day. let's just hold on. I'm like really hyping myself up here. For one day, I didn't entertain a boy, which is a big deal for me. Okay. And if you know me, you know that's a big deal for me. I am trying, okay? I didn't have to text a boy for 24 hours. And not like I have to text a boy ever, but like I didn't feel the need to fill my time with entertaining a boy who probably isn't the one for me, sadly. Or who probably isn't maybe ready for me, ready for what I want, or isn't ready for him or his own self. Like, you know, I just feel like that was a big deal for me. And even this whole weekend, I'm filming this on a Sunday, so it's been literally 3 days. Like, let me take a chill pill. But this whole weekend, I just really put time into myself, and it just reminded me of what life can be like when I full out grind and not entertain these little boys. Like, I don't know how else to put it. And I don't mean this in a negative way, but like, I clearly need to regroup. I shouldn't feel the need to always entertain a boy, period. Like, I should be cool on my own. I should be whole on my own. And obviously, like, I am the best I've ever been, so I'm happy and I'm proud of myself. And I never ever give myself, like, I never like discredit the work I put into myself and the work that I'm continuing to put into myself. But like, there are obviously days when like I'm tired and I'm like, I don't want to have to work on myself. Can someone just like give me everything I ever wanted? And then when that doesn't happen, I'm like, okay, go back to working on yourself. Once you're fully ready, it'll come. At this point, I'm just like, all I can do is me. The only person I can depend on is me. The only person who can give me everything I ever wanted is me. Eventually, I know that that person who can give me everything and more is out there. But again, don't think I know him yet. And I also think I haven't met him yet because I'm not fully in the space to have that. Like, I'm still healing and growing and learning, which I know I always will. God willing, I'm always growing, always learning, always healing from whatever it is. But I feel like now, because I just feel so like, my mind is just so like, like clustered. I don't know how to describe it. I'm all over the place mentally, and I just feel like I'm wrapping up things. I'm starting new things. My birthday's right around the corner, so naturally I get in that headspace like, what do I do? Where do I go? How do I just like live my best life and prioritize different things? So I think I'm getting there, and I think every year I'm just like, okay, we're one step closer to like your end goal and to like what you're hoping and praying for yourself and what you work for every single day for yourself. So I know it's out there, and it's just a reminder. I have so many friends that are single and they're just like, oh my God, I'm never going to find the one. And I just don't think living my life searching for the one is going to make me find the one. I think that they're going to come to me when I least expect it. I'm still hoping to run into him on the street and he bumps into me and I drop my chai tea and he picks it up for me and we lock eyes. Like, I'm still hoping for that moment. I still believe in that moment. I hope you do too. I don't want you to lose hope, even though it can be daunting. But at the end of the day, worst case, work on yourself, go to the gym, do your thing, clear your mind, clear your heart, and then we got a hot girl summer, okay? We got like 3 months to make this a real thing, to empower yourself, to clean yourself up mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Get the help you need now, because when summer comes, while you should always still be getting the help you always need, when summer comes, you can let loose a little bit. You can go out to the little happy hours in the city, or you can go on walks and just live your best life. And it's a hot girl summer. Like, who doesn't love a hot girl summer? I'm like so excited. It'll be like my third hot girl summer, and I'm like, slay, let's get it. Can only get better from here at this point. Like, what else can I hope for aside from it to be getting better? And I really believe that that's on its way. So in terms of that, you need to be good before you get into a relationship, long story short. I think I see a lot of people, like I said, just go into these relationships because they're like, I'm lonely, I'm bored, I'm getting older, like, what do? I have pressure from society, from my family, or from my friends. They might not even know they're putting this pressure on you, but because maybe they're all in relationships, or because my mom at my age already had 3 kids, like, you know, these are things, actually she didn't, but my grandma did. My grandma at my age, both grandmas at my age already had all their children. Like, we're not living in that time for a reason, okay? We're doing better. We're having time to enjoy life and to just travel and explore and move around and meet new people and make fun and make memories and mess up and learn and do better. You know, that's what the life is that we're trying to live here. So personally, I think that once you do that and once you're whole on your own, it's just game changing. You won't be in a relationship insecure, or you won't be carrying on old, bad, toxic behaviors that you maybe did or that you maybe allowed in a past relationship into your new one, because when people don't give themselves enough time to heal or to process, they just keep the same patterns and then they're always miserable in these relationships and they always have the same common themes or they always end the same sad, toxic way. And I was talking to actually my therapist and she was like, a thing that we tell people, if you were in a relationship for 5 years, you should take 1 month a year to heal. So let's say 5 years you're dating somebody, you break up out of nowhere, give yourself 5 months on your own to put the love you would put into somebody else into yourself. I think that is game changing. And it's hard. Oh my God, it's not fun. Like, not fun at all. I'm not saying this is fun, but also it kind of is, because it kind of is fun getting to know yourself again. Every day I'm like, wait, girl. What? Like, this is you? Like, and it's just exciting. I get butterflies at myself. Like, is that like narcissistic? Like, I give myself butterflies and I'm like, Alyssa, you did it. Alyssa, you took a chance. Or Alyssa, you look the best than you ever looked. Or you feel the best you've ever felt. Like, I give myself butterflies, okay? That's how much love I'm giving to baby girl Liz. You better wake up in the morning and be like, oh, you're so pretty, I'm so proud of you, like, to yourself in the mirror. Those daily affirmations are a real thing, okay? It's a joke, you can make fun, you can say it's cringy, or it's so mainstream, everyone's saying self-love and daily affirmations. It's a real thing. How are we going to get better as a society if we aren't doing better one-on-one for ourselves? You give what you get, okay? And you want to give all the love because you're also getting the love in return. That's the way the world works. At least that's how my world works. And I hope every day, little by little, you can do those little things for yourself. Once you start putting that love and that energy into yourself and also into the people who love you, there's a flip. There's a flip in the switch and you're game changing and you are just radiate different energies and love. I think a good example of this that I kind of clicked, like, whoa, this is kind of intense. Story time. I met a guy in the summer and I left him in the spring. Okay, but I can't. It's Olivia Rodrigo. Go listen to it. I can't not say I met a guy and not want to sing the rest of her song. Okay, regroup. I met a guy whenever I did, and we spoke. I met him. Let's say on a Saturday I met him. We connected. On Sunday, he texts me. We spoke from Sunday to Friday. Like, by Tuesday, Wednesday, he asked me on a date. I was in a rush. I had places to be. I had a vacation planned, so I couldn't just, like, dilly-dally and be like, yeah, I'll see you in 2 weeks. So I had to see him that week. So I saw him that Friday, which, side note, I think if you're dating, see the and you meet the person virtually, or if you meet him in, like, I met this guy in person, but we didn't really get to, like, connect in person because of the space we were in was too loud and it was more of a networking experience, so whatever. When I met this guy, I knew he vibed great, but I'm like, I want to know if we vibe in, like, alone, like, on our own, not in a setting where everyone's their best self. So I was honestly, I was kind of glad that I met him within a week of us talking. It might sound like it's rushed to you, but I think that timeline was perfect, because in within a week I was able to figure out whether or not I wanted him in my life for longer. So we met, we spoke, and we texted for like 5 days straight. Good texting, great vibes through text, lots of love. And then I met him for dinner, like, that Friday. So again, less than a week turnaround, okay? And after that dinner, I'm like, he's not the one. Like, I was bored. I just, nothing against him. I was bored for me. Like, it wasn't something he was doing. I'm not blaming him in any way. I was bored, and I could see myself getting bored as time would go on. So I knew long-term this would not be the one. Well, he was great in every other way, literally picture perfect what I was hoping for. We just didn't have that little oomph. You know that oomph you need? we didn't have it. I couldn't pretend. I couldn't force it. I'm someone very quickly, I'm either loving the vibe or I'm not. And I just knew I was forcing the vibe. And I don't want to force anything in that realm. So within a few days, I knew it was over. I told him, like, 2 days later, just to, like, see the vibes. I feel like anytime I don't like somebody, I am, like, beating myself up. Like, can you please just like him because he's nice? And I'm like, girl, like, I can't just like somebody because they're nice. Like, they have to give other things for me to make me want to like them. Even though that sounds rude, like, I just have a long list, and them being nice is not enough for me, sadly. Okay, I wish it was, because if it was, I wouldn't be in this pickle, you know? But I was trying to convince myself to like him for about 24 hours. I'm like, girl, you've done this too many times. I have tried to convince myself to like boys more times than I would like to admit, because they're just nice, because they fit the credentials that I wanted. But because that oomph wasn't there, I just couldn't even pretend. And so with this boy, I was trying not to prolong it longer, because I could tell he liked me, like, quickly. And so I told him, like, hey, lots of love, like, not the space, I'm just not in the space for this right now, and whatever, on to the next, okay? And not physically, like, on to the next boy, just, like, on to the next part of life. And I carried on. Turns out, he was friend of a friend, and long story short, I get a text from a friend, the friend of the friend, and the friend was like, hey, like, he told me he was, like, so down bad. He literally told his guy group, like, if we don't work out, I'm literally done dating for life. Like, she was the one. And I'm like, am I? I was kind of annoyed. I'm like, first of all, babe, you've known me for 6 days. Again, am I shocked you loved me then instantly? No. I mean, who wouldn't at this point? Please know I'm joking, like, kind of, when I say that. No. Obviously, I love that. Like, I love that he loved me that quickly, but also kind of concerning. Like, you knew me for 6 days, baby. Like, this, you should not be like, this is the one in 6 days. Or if you are thinking that, check in if it's mutual. Like, I just feel like that was kind of a lot. And then also, like, my friend was like, yeah, he kind of mentioned you early on, like, he knew you were the one, but I didn't want to give you that pressure, so I waited to tell you until after you had the date with him. And I was just like, hello? Like, respectfully, I don't owe this boy anything. And my friend also was like, girl, you owe him nothing. Like, I'm not telling you this to feel bad. I just want you to know, like, he is down bad. So if you ever see him again in the social setting that you saw him, just know, like, have some boundaries, because he quickly fell for you. And I'm like, I love that for me, but I hate that for him. Well, yes, I'm like, oh my god, he fell for me. Like, eh, whatever. No, that's not healthy. He should not fall for me within 5 days of knowing me. at all. Again, I know I'm great, but as a human, that's concerning. He was obsessed, like, within a week. And that was confirmed by him telling my friends. So that's concerning for him. I also found out later he had recently got out of a long-term relationship. So clearly he's either a serial monogamist or he just has a big heart and falls easily. Or I was a rebound. He just wanted a new girlfriend. So any one of those reasons, red flags, and just not for me. And I just think that that was a prime example of, like, he needs to heal. He needs to grow. He needs to spend time on his own because he literally was in a long-term relationship for years. Like, he should not be jumping to the next girl saying she's the one at all. At all. Especially when there was nothing. Like, we barely even hugged high. Like, there was no, like crazy, like, raw, like, energy. And so I was like, this is not healthy. And so once I was told all this information, this behind-the-scenes info, this insider info, I was like, thank God I didn't proceed with him, because I would literally be like, bro, you're too much. Like, this is not okay. And this is when it comes in, that, like, self-projecting of, like, I just want somebody so anyone's going to make the cut. Not good, not for me, not healthy. It's hard to acknowledge it when you're that person just wanting to find somebody. But, like, try to be self-aware. I don't know. Like, have a friend tell you. I don't know. Think about it. Like, if you're listening, like, try to, like, regroup. Like, do I do this? Is this something that I would do? Have I felt somebody that easily? Like, these are all signs that you still need to be on your own, respectfully. Okay, so that's food for thought. That's kind of got me a little worried. I'm still talking about it today, and it's been a while since that's happened, so clearly I'm like, baby boy needs to heal, and I hope he's doing well. Okay, lots of love. Wrapping up, I just want to, again, the same vein, this whole day and this whole convo that we're having, I just want to emphasize that we are not in a rush. And while earlier I was saying, I feel like I'm in a rush, I feel like because I'm getting older, gonna be turning 24, it's still so young, but also I'm kind of getting to, like, my mid-20s, like, I want to figure it out. I also need to remind myself, like, I have time to live my best life still. I have time to heal and to grow and to love and to make those mistakes that people just make as they grow up. And so I just feel like I need to remind myself that I'm not in a rush. And I want to remind you that we're not in a rush. Time is a beautiful thing. We don't have a lot of it, but it's also important to spend time in the moment and enjoying where you're at right now, because that is truly all you can control. You can't control how the past played out, but you can learn from it, and you can heal from it, and you can grow from what you've learned and healed from. You cannot control what the future is, but you can plan and prepare. And I think now the present is the safest place to be, because that is where you can truly make a difference in yourself and in your day-to-day life and in the people around you. So with that, I'm going to end with a short, sweet little quote that says, actually, life is beautiful and I have time. It's as simple as that. Just remember that you're in a beautiful position to be able to have more opportunity and more love and more life and light in you. Enjoy it and just know that you have time. So, thank you for listening. I hope you take care of yourself this week. Send a little extra love to yourself. Get that eucalyptus plant. Do what you gotta do to fill your space with positive, good energy. And at the end of the day, just know we are going to be okay. You know the drill. Like, subscribe, comment, share, post, repost, listen, listen again. Listen 3 times. Tell your friends, tell your fam, tell your girlies, tell your boys. You know the drill. Okay. Share the love and take care of yourself this week. I cannot wait to see you when we are on to the next episode next week. Bye.